Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. A reminder, we need to be patient about developing the Chinese market for U.S. beef. Back on that in just a moment.
The Gallagher name offers tremendous credibility both in college athletics and in wheat farming in the Southern Plains. Now the Gallagher variety has a descendant. Introducing Smith's Gold, a hard winter wheat variety developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Smith's Gold offers dual protection against Hessian fly and green bug, as well as increased resistance to stripe rust. And Smith's Gold's milling and baking quality is as good as gold. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
It's the big event. Express Ranch is selling over 600 head in 2 days, Friday, August 18th, Saturday, August 19th, at the ranch in Yukon. On Friday at 1 p.m., they'll be selling 231 fall calving females. Then Saturday, August 19th, it'll be the traditional big event offering. Over 300 lots will sell, cows with heifer calves, donor cows, fall calving two-year-olds, fall and spring open heifer calves, and 49 show heifer prospects. For more information, call Express Ranches, 800-664-3977, or go to expressranches.com.
2017's been a great year for U.S. beef exports, and according to Phil Tsang with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, there's a great future ahead for our trade with China, just not right away.
It takes time, and it's going to take, some deliberate actions. We know from experience, as you well know, that a lot of times when we start up in these markets, there's growing pains in these markets. There's mistake. There's documentation issues. There's a lot of bumps in the road, and what we need is a little bit of time to take a look at this, do some training. We've done a lot of training already with people at the port authorities. Interpretation of these agreements, these are all things that take a little bit of time, but it will take time. There is do's and don'ts in this agreement. It's not a perfect agreement. I think anybody would agree to that. But on the other hand, we do have access to China. We think that through the work that we can do as far as working with the value chains and qualifying customers and doing the type of work we do, that actually China will be a very important market. But it's a step-by-step process, you know, gaining the market share back. We did that. It was step-by-step in Japan. It was step-by-step in Korea. Those markets performing today, but there's a startup time, and that's where we are right now.
He acknowledges some U.S. beef has been going into China through other countries, but he says this is through the front door and is promotable.
There's been beef that's been traded, obviously it's gone through different markets, what we have here is really legitimate trade, and this is encouraging because now when it's legitimate trade, we can really promote it. And we can develop a clientele for the product. And, you know, there's a lot of Western establishments from hotels to restaurants. One thing we've always made clear that U.S. beef is the best. And so it's world-class beef when you're talking U.S. beef. And the trade knows that. And if you have an establishment that you're really proud of, you're going to want to have U.S. beef on the menu. And there's a beef boom in China right now. So we want to take advantage of it.
I guess what they've rapidly become one of the biggest beef importers in the world.
In the last 10 years, China's gone from literally almost nothing to about $2.6 billion as far as beef imports. We see that trend continuing to grow. I mean, there are concerns about the Chinese economy, but they do have some disposable income. You've seen in China just in the course of the last couple of years where actually it's more urban now than rural. So there's that migration. And there's some major cities and major investments, but we're concerned about the growth rate. We're concerned about the Chinese economy, but nonetheless, in that market, we see opportunity.
The president and chief executive officer of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Phil Tsang. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Saddle up. It's the 33rd annual Range Roundup hosted by the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Join us at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie August 25th and 26th for a night of fierce competition between the top hands of 12 historic Oklahoma ranches. Cheer them on as they are bucked and bruised fighting for another year of bragging rights. There's lots to do, including a farm and ranch trade show, kids dummy roping, and more. Plus, buying your ticket helps to raise money for the Children's Miracle Network. So grab your hat and put on your boots for the 33rd annual Range Roundup. For more information or to buy tickets, visit okcattlemen.org or call 405-235-4391.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.